Aureolus sagittatus, olive-backed oriole, John Bennett. The disciples ignored the Dead Sea sparrows and black francolins when Jesus walked on water in the shallow Sea of Galilee. And they missed the 100,000 cranes migrating overhead and miracle of a rare golden oriole fluttering by. Our Sea of Galilee is an ancient, parched Permian basin in imminent danger of losing its life through deep incisions. A few weeks back, I found a nest trailing yellowed strands of grass, messy compared to a robin's tightly woven build below. The overhanging tail belonged to an olive-backed oriole, but when the sun hit its back, I could swear the feathers shone emerald. Her mate carefully plucked the last red fruit as frenzied fig-bred cousins scoured a nearby scentless rosewood. They appeared to brook no nonsense. After all, birds are simply dinosaurs attempting to survive. I love their fluid warble, a tin whistle with a wooden pea, musical but without extravagance, a fast waltz of G-sharp quavers stressed on a third beat, repeated a little flat. Right now, in a bloodwood outside my window, an oriole is singing.
Oh, yeah.